You're listening to Morning Edition on 88.1 WVPE. I'm Michael Linville. It's great to have your company on this Monday morning. It's the 21st day of May. Tonight at the St. Joseph County Public Library, Amy and Dave Freeman will be talking about their book, A Year in the Wilderness, Bearing Witness in the Boundary Waters, and about their efforts to highlight the threat on that area of wilderness proposed by sulfide ore copper mining. The Freemans, National Geographic's Adventures of the Year in 2014, are in our neck of the woods because they're biking more than 1,700 miles from their home in Ely, Minnesota to Washington, D.C. to highlight the concerns they have about that mining. And they're hauling a canoe while they're doing so, so supporters can sign it, and they'll present that as a petition to lawmakers when they reach our nation's capital. I'm pleased to be joined this morning by Dave Freeman. Dave, thanks for your time.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
I'm sure many of our listeners this morning are familiar with the Boundary Waters, but for those who aren't, could you give us a brief description of that area?
Sure. The Boundary Waters is the largest wilderness area east of the Rockies and north of the Everglades. It has over 800 lakes, rivers, and streams within it. It's a million acres, and it's a roadless place, so there's no roads, no buildings. It's totally wild, and normally people travel by canoe in the summer, and then the lakes freeze in the winter, and you can cross-country ski or dog sled or snowshoe across the lakes.
Okay, and my understanding is it was set aside as a primitive area in 1926, and it was made part of the National Wilderness Preservation System in 1964. Is that accurate?
That's right. It's the second oldest wilderness in the country, so there's a long history of protecting this place.
Okay, and you're concerned about sulfide ore copper mining in that area. What makes that particularly hazardous?
The main issue is that along with small amounts of copper and nickel and other metals that we want, within the rock, there's also small amounts of sulfide. And when sulfide is exposed to air and water, as the ore is pulled from the ground and stored in big giant waste piles, it causes sulfuric acid, battery acid, which leaches heavy metals and other toxins into the water, the groundwater and the surface water. And there's a long history of causing very serious pollution from this type of mining. And this particular mine is being proposed right on the edge of the Boundary Waters and actually right alongside and even underneath Birch Lake and the Cushier River. So it's a very water-rich environment.
Okay. And do you have any idea what some of that copper is used for?
Well, it's used for lots of things. You know, we use copper in our phones, in our homes, in our cars. We use copper for a lot of things. And it's something that we really need. However, there are lots of places where we have copper, and I think there are a few places, like right on the edge of our nation's most popular wilderness, where maybe this is too precious to risk, and maybe we shouldn't build a copper mine right here in this water-rich environment in a place that really could see severe environmental impacts, and also where a lot of the jobs and economic viability of the area are tied to small businesses where people go out into the wilderness, hotels, restaurants, outfitters, guiding services that really are tied to this clean water.
Well, I've lived in both Ely, Minnesota and Grand Marais, the main entry points for the Boundary Waters, and there's a split in those communities between those who support traditional industries like logging and mining and those who stress the benefits of the wilderness areas and tourism industry that you just spoke about. Do you see any way to successfully accommodate the desires of both groups?
Sure. We're not against mining. Ely was founded as an iron ore mining town, and there's still a lot of iron ore mining that's going on, and that's really an important part of our local economy. But I think in this instance, the risks of putting a copper mine in this place are very different than iron ore mining. Forest Service is currently doing a two-year environmental study to look at the impacts of putting a copper mine here right next to the wilderness. And we think it's really important that this study goes through and that we look at this carefully because there's never been a copper mine built in Minnesota, and it's very different than the iron ore mining that we currently have. And the potential impacts are pretty severe. So it definitely is divided when you're in Ely and the surrounding areas, but statewide, 70% of people in Minnesota oppose putting a copper mine on the edge of the wilderness. 22% are for it. And people come to the Boundary Waters from all over, from Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin, all across the country. And so it really belongs to everyone, not just the people that are living close by. And so I think we need to look at this very carefully. Boundary Waters is like a Yellowstone or Yosemite. It's really a national treasure.
You obviously had a love for the Boundary Waters before you and your wife decided to paddle, portage, and dog sled more than 2,000 miles across 500 bodies of water during your year in the wilderness. But how did that experience change your appreciation for the Boundary Waters specifically and for the benefit of wild spaces in general?
Well, you know, spending a whole year, we were out there for 366 days. We got an extra day because it was a leap year without crossing a road or going in a building or flipping a light switch or taking a shower. It was an amazing experience. You know, we had a pack of wolves run through our campsite. We watched the ice melt in the spring and the ice form in the fall. And we really gained a new appreciation for how much the natural world gives us. You know, the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat is all tied to these natural processes going on and all around us. And it really helped us appreciate that and the importance of slowing down and unplugging and just spending time in nature. And so I think from that aspect, nature in general really took on a new meaning for us, but also, you know, specifically the Boundary Waters. So many people contacted us to tell us how the Boundary Waters had impacted them and really changed their lives and given them these intangible values that they experienced in the wilderness that stayed with them long after they left, and really helped us see that this really is a national treasure.
Well, Mr. Freeman, I want to thank you for your time this morning.
Oh, thank you.
That was Dave Freeman. He and his wife, Amy, were named National Geographic's Adventurers of the Year in 2014, and they'll be at the St. Joseph County Public Library's main branch in downtown South Bend at 6 tonight, where they'll tell you more about their book, A Year in the Wilderness, Bearing Witness in the Boundary Waters, and about their efforts to highlight the threat on that wilderness area by proposed sulfide or copper mining. You can learn more about their efforts to protect the Boundary Waters at SaveTheBoundaryWaters.org. You're listening to Morning Edition here on the station that informs, entertains, and inspires, 88.1 WVPE, WVPE HD1, Elkhart South Bend, and online at WVPE.org. This is a listener-supported service of the Elkhart Community Schools.